Welcome back to Just Living the Daydream. It's 2023, so let's try to start this off with a new year, new me, new you, new everything. We're going to start off with the top 10 things going on this week and some updates and some fun stuff as well. So this is Just Living the Daydream. It's a new year. Here we go. First story up is actually some breaking news, stuff that just came out today. So the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Jen Shah, was sentenced to 6.5 years in prison for fraud. So she pled guilty to federal charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering in July of 2022. And she was sentenced to 78 months in prison, which is 6.5 years. The judge imposed no monetary fine on Jen, and she must report to prison on February 17th. Jen and her team recommended a minimum security prison in Texas, but her reporting location is still being determined. And after her release, she'll be on supervised release for 5 years. Her husband and her two sons and multiple other family members were by her side in court today. Jen's assistant, Stuart Smith, her former assistant, I should say, was arrested in March of 2021 on wire fraud and money laundering charges connected with a nationwide telemarketing scheme. Though he originally claimed innocence, he then changed his plea to guilty in November of 2021. He is expected to be sentenced in March. Jen later did the same thing on July 11th, just a week before her case was set to go to trial. Andy Cohen, who's the executive producer of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, pretty much said, like, you know, unfortunately, when she pled guilty, it was kind of the end of the engagement with her probably being part of Bravo. However, it is yet to be announced whether this will affect her future role on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. She was not invited to the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion, but I'm hearing rumors that there might be a one-on-one conversation with Andy, and I'm assuming that's going to happen prior to her her stint in prison in February. So we'll see how that goes. All I know is that right now on The Housewives this season, she still hasn't pled guilty yet. So a lot of people like Meredith and Heather on the show are really taking her side, essentially saying, you know, she's innocent until proven guilty. So I'm curious to see how that plays out on the show. And also curious to hear what their thoughts are today. Second news story of the day is also Bravo related. Lisa Rinna, who is from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, has announced her exit after 8 seasons. She joined the series back in season 5 in 2014. After 8 seasons of delivering sassy one-liners, drama-filled moments, social media messiness, and self-deprecating lip humor, Lisa Rinna is departing the beloved franchise. She says, "This is the longest job I've held in my 35-year career, and I'm grateful to everyone at Bravo and all those involved in the series. It has been a fun 8-year run, and I'm excited for what is to come." The decision was made as Lisa Rinna's contract expired at the end of last season. After weighing her options and business obligations, she and Bravo mutually decided that she would not return to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She has really brought a lot of drama and memorable moments in the last few years on the show. She coined the phrase "own it, baby," which she has also been, you know, kind of messy, but then owns it. While she says this is a mutual decision with Bravo, very likely could be. Maybe they were going to demote her and she wasn't into it. I don't know. You know how sometimes they word it like, oh, she didn't get fired, she left or whatever. It was mutual. Who knows? But I do think it's kind of like a Dorinda situation. She's probably put on pause. I could see her coming back years later and kind of picking up where she left off. I do think sometimes it's good for them to refresh the franchise. I don't think Lisa Rinna was the major issue in the show. Personally, I actually think this year she got a lot more heat than she usually does for kind of no reason, comparably to the years in the past where she did some really crazier things. But we'll see. I mean, maybe they're just trying to refresh the franchise and go with a different type of direction. I do think that some of the drama is kind of the same, and I hope that, you know, they bring some fresh life and fresh drama to seasons to come. Third story of the day, tonight on MTV, season 15 of RuPaul's Drag Race premieres. This season features the largest cast in the show's history, with 16 queens competing, as well as the largest cash prize, with the winner earning $200,000. It's also the first season to feature biological relatives, twins, Sugar and Spice, who, by the way, is Zach's favorite. He's been following both of them for years, and I could not tell you how excited he was when he found out they were going to be on the show. He's mentioned to me every year, he's like, they're going to be on it this year. They're going to be on it this year. And here they are, finally. Very excited for him and for them to be on it. The series judges Michelle Visage, Carson Kressley, and Ross Matthews return, and T.S. Madison, who has previously appeared as a recurring guest judge, joins the main judges panel. This season, we have a group of queens from, we got Sugar, Spice, other names are Princess Poppy, Jax, Amethyst, Robin Fierce, Selena S. Titty, Sasha Colby, just to name a few. We got a good group of girls arranged from Los Angeles to New York to New Jersey to Tennessee to Connecticut, Nevada, Florida, Texas, you name it. A good group of girls. I'm really excited. And it's on a new network, MTV. They're trying to freshen up MTV, even though VH1 is pretty much its sister network. But I think they're trying to change, hopefully, get a little bit more eyes on Drag Race, because it deserves everything that comes its way. I'm really excited for this season, and I look forward to recapping. And so far, just to let you know, the guest judges this season are iconic, starting off with Ariana Grande, Maren Morris, Janelle Monáe, just to name a few. Next story is a little update on the whole Taylor Swift drama of it all with Ticketmaster. If you don't know, the Eras Tour went on sale to an extremely high demand. They had a pre-sale, which I was part of. I even had a boost, which means I was hopefully going to get tickets. Turns out I did not get tickets because Ticketmaster really screwed me over, as well as everybody else. I was literally in the queue for about 4 hours, got in, saw a bunch of tickets, clicked on every single ticket I could possibly get, and every single time I got an error. And I'm not even kidding. I want to say about a dozen times I had tickets in my cart and they just wouldn't go through. And I kept getting this weird error. And then ultimately I got kicked out and it got sold out. And then they canceled the public sale. It was like a whole thing. Well, it turns out Taylor really made sure that her fans were taken care of, because they decided to give the opportunity to people who couldn't get tickets, who were boosted, a chance to get tickets. And I am so grateful that I was one of those people and I got them. And I'm excited because I'm going to the Eras Tour. I cried a little. It's so exciting. Well, anyway, the Eras Tour kicks off in May 2023. Here we are. And right now I know she is in tour rehearsal, and it's exciting time to be a Swiftie. Rumor has it, the Speak Now Taylor's version is coming out soon, so stay tuned for that and some more updates on the Swiftie universe. But if you haven't listened to Midnights yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. And yes, I do have a Midnights episode coming out of every track I go over and talk about, so stay tuned for that. Correction, her tour actually starts in March, which is like really soon. Just had to throw that in there. So since it is a new year, there's always like resolutions. People have like things they want to like get, you know, lose weight, make more money, get a new job, etc., whatever. I've been seeing a lot of horoscopes online of 2023's like
really all about setting intentions. And I'm all about The Secret, where, you know, like attracts like, where you attract what you want and you receive it. And I think that going into 2023, and this is not really like a news story, but this is like a general thing where I'm noticing there's a lot of TikTok trends where it's, you say, I deserve everything that I want and I will receive it and things like that. And if you continue to have that mindset of that positivity and that intention where you're like, I deserve this. I'm going to do this. This is going to happen. I believe that this is what I want to come into my life. If you continue to have that expectation or that intention, I should say, and that affirmation every day, it not only makes you feel good, but it also really does bounce back to your life. Try it. See what happens. What do you have to lose? So for 2023, I hope you all do that. Next news story is a really fun, exciting update for the Netflix series Wednesday. It has officially been picked up for season 2. It is literally a worldwide phenomenon. It's like the most watched show on Netflix. If you haven't watched it yet, it's so good. Jenna Ortega is amazing. Love her. She's such an amazing actress. I've been following her career for a little bit. I've watched her on Jane the Virgin, among other things. But she is really talented and she's such a good Wednesday. The show is so well done. Highly recommend it if you haven't watched it. And catch up, get ready, because season 2 is coming soon. Next news story is about Prince Harry's memoir. It leaked some excerpts from the novel coming out. His novel is called Spare. It's not even out yet, but it has a lot of press going on around it. If you haven't watched the 2-hour Oprah special, listen to a podcast or this Netflix docuseries, there's a lot of backstory on Prince Harry's story with Meghan. And specifically for this memoir coming out, there's a lot of even more details coming out. So here are the most surprising things that are coming out. I'm not going to get too into it because I do want to read the book before I make any judgments or, give my opinion, but this is what is coming out, and these are like the main things that are in the press right now. Harry claims William once physically attacked him during a fight about Meghan. Harry claims Will and Kate encouraged him to wear his infamous Nazi costume. I'll just do sidebar though, like, even if they told him to wear it, he still wore it himself. I'm sorry, but like, that doesn't take back what you actually did, but that's just my only opinion. Harry says he killed 25 Taliban members while fighting in Afghanistan. Harry recalled losing his virginity at 17 in a field behind a pub. Harry claims he once did mushrooms at Courtney Cox's house. Harry says he and William asked Charles not to marry Camilla. Harry regrets watching Meghan's suit sex scenes and claims that Will and Kate were huge fans of the show. So that's interesting. And then I don't know why we need to know this, but despite what you might have read, Prince Harry is circumcised. Harry claims Kate and Meghan fought about Meghan made a comment about Kate's baby brain in the lead up to her wedding. Harry describes William's baldness as alarming while detailing a secret meeting with his brother and father after Prince Philip's funeral. Harry once theorized that Princess Diana had faked her own death. So some juicy stuff, some interesting things. I'm looking forward to the book. It comes out shortly, but I just wanted to kind of give you guys all the little tea that's been going on in the news. The 8th story of the day is a little Britney update. There's a lot of conspiracy theories going out all over the place. And honestly, I'm not behind like 98% of it. There's about 2% that I believe is true. But I do think the major thing with Britney is that she's really just trying to stay out of the public eye. And people think that that's a conspiracy. I do not think she really runs her Instagram at all. I think she's just laying low, doing her own thing. And I do think that there's probably more to the story, but I also do think that she's writing the book. I think she's recording new music, and I think she's just enjoying her freedom. And I think we all should just let her have that. That's it. That's all I gotta say. So there's this really cool show coming out on Peacock, and it's called The Traitors. It looks so good. So I'm going to tell you a little about it. 20 of America's most cunning contestants, a mix of famous faces and everyday Americans, play the ultimate murder mystery game, hosted by award-winning actor Alan Cumming. At an ancient castle in Scotland, they will work together on exhilarating missions to build a prize fund worth up to $250,000. But hidden amongst the faithful contestants are the traitors, whose goal is to eliminate the faithful and claim the prize for themselves. Under the cover of darkness, the traitors will murder the faithful one by one in a treacherous spree while the players try to uncover the traitors and banish them from the game. If the faithful contestants banish all the traitors, they will share the prize fund. But if a traitor makes it to the end, they will steal all the money. It sounds so good. It's like a mix of like Survivor meets The Mole. I mean, I don't know if you watched The Mole, but The Mole is like one of my favorite shows. It actually came back to Netflix recently, which I do need to watch. But it, this show looks good. It is going to be airing on Peacock on Friday, next Friday, the 13th, I believe. And I'm really excited because it's just something different and fun and fresh. And there's some really good people on it. From Bravo, we got Brandy Glanville, Kate Chastain, we have Reza, and then we also have from Big Brother, we have Cody, we have Rachel, and a few amongst other people like Ari from The Bachelor. So it's just fun. I'm excited. Look forward to it. I'll probably do a recap, you know, but check it out. And I think all episodes drop on next Friday, if I'm not mistaken. The last story I have is not really a story, but a show that I am watching that we discovered recently. It is a Korean drama, rom-com, I should say, but it is called Crash Landing on You. And it is about a paragliding accident that happens with a South Korean heiress who accidentally lands in North Korea, and she kind of gets thrown into the life of an army officer who decides to help her hide. It is the cutest show I've ever watched. I'm obsessed with it. It is so good. We're like more than halfway through. The two main characters are awesome. I love it. There's 16 episodes. It actually aired in 2019, so it's kind of older, but it is so well done. I think it's so interesting to see the differences of South Korea and North Korea and just kind of really understand, as much as most people don't really know what's going on in North Korea. And it kind of makes you think, really, it really dives into like a very unfortunate way that they live their lives and how it really is insane, to be honest. But the show is so well done, and it has a lot of ups and downs, and it is all subtitles, but I highly recommend it. It is so good. And I'm excited to watch more Korean dramas because this show is really, really, really good. And I really can't recommend it enough. And what's cool about it is that it's like one of the most successful shows in South Korean history. I believe it was like the number fourth most watched show, and it's like the highest rated show for that network, so it's really cool. So definitely check out Crash Landing on You on Netflix. And that wraps up the top 10 stories of the week. Good way to start 2023. I'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.